Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Final hour of the program right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That is Blake Elliott. We got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass in the 1-2s and 3s. And shout out to us for the high school football segment that carried into two segments. We're going to do iRobot. We'll do that next week. Look, AI. Let's just hold off on AI until it completely takes over each and every one of our lives. Meanwhile, you cannot say enough about Texas high school football. And you guys certainly responded. So shout out to all you guys for chiming in. And it's fun, right? I mean, it's something that everybody either participated in, whether you were a player, whether the school you went to, whether you got a kid that's playing high school football right now. And, you know, we certainly enjoy that. And that's where you can do a little, you know what, talking and all that good stuff. So.
Well, and I think that's what makes it so great about Texas is that, you know, the joke is like with the SEC is, you know, that it just means more. But like you definitely get a different feel from SEC games, and you 100% get that sort of feeling when you go to Texas high school football games.
No, you absolutely do. There's no question about it. Now, Maya Taylor, I think I'm almost positive her name. It's Maya. I know her first name is Maya. Wrote an article, and I got about a quarter of the way through it, and then, I don't know, something happened. I think I was here at the office. But talk about how in some communities, you know, Friday night is fighting for attention, and maybe it's losing its grip a little bit on, you know, the high school football is losing its grip on the community in some places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this
so
is
I'll finish reading
off I was just going to say, I could definitely see that in smaller towns. The guy I worked out with at my last gig, you know, he definitely said that, like, you know, and you see it at like the collegiate level with NIL that like a lot of the money is shifting towards a lot of the already established powers. And so I think that does take away a little bit from like a lot of the smaller towns. Can it still go on? Absolutely. But I could definitely see that.
We need to get this segment sponsored, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. High school football. I'll tell you what, and I feel bad because you and I got invited to a Navarro College football game to go, you know, stand on the sideline, press box, the whole nine by the coach, you know, want to love up the program. We're going to have him on the show in a couple months when the playoffs start. But you and I are doing radio on Saturdays. So,
yeah, we've gotten invited to a good amount of things that all happen at
Well, Saturdays are important. Well, Saturdays are important. We will be at the Fan Hang, though, on Sunday. So.
It's us.
Yeah, we're hosting the Fan Hang.
Okay, can you tell me more about that?
I know nothing else more than what you do.
Other than
it's called the Fan Hang. Gavin told me today it's called the Fan Hang, and Darren Woodson will be there as well.
Oh,
so we do get to do an interview with Darren Woodson.
Now, are we like on the radio?
No, we're just. It's kind of like what we did
like watch
2 weeks ago at Bearded Mike. Yeah, don't say watch party. Don't say watch party. Because no, it's like an NFL thing.
Okay.
Because I want to say this is in conjunction with the Cowboys, so yeah, you cannot call it that.
Okay. Well, I didn't call it that.
You didn't. True. True.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you referenced it.
I referenced
it. So
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So yeah, no, you've said too much already. So no, by the way, Dodgers are just putting belt to ass on the Cincinnati Reds right now. 8-3.
Ooh, 8-0. 8-0, brother.
Oh, they're the three. Man, I'll tell you what. these eyeballs.
8-0
It might be time to go get your eyes checked, friend.
Cincinnati Reds have not put one on the board.
Do we know who was pitching for the Dodgers to start us off?
I want to say it was Snell. I think it was Blake Snell that was pitching.
I'm going to double check that. You are completely correct.
He's still pitching. He's still on the mound.
He's only allowed 3 hits, 9 strikeouts.
No, Blake Snell's a dog, dude.
As for Hunter Green, who allowed 5 runs in 3 innings.
You know, a lot of people were talking smack on the Dodgers. Now, let's not pretend like the Reds are some juggernaut. They did sneak into the playoffs there at the end. Of course, didn't hurt the Mets spit the bit. But, on that note.
Every other game was close, though. 3-1 from the Red Sox over the Yankees. Crochet was pitching for the Sox. He went 7 2/3, only allowed 4 hits and 1 earned run, 11 strikeouts in game 1. And for the Yankees, it was Max Fried.
Sit him up, shut him down.
Max Fried was on the bump for the Yankees. He went 6 1/3.
Okay, not terrible.
4 hits, no runs allowed, 6 strikeouts. And then our boy Weaver came in and gave up 2 runs.
Dang. Way to go, bro.
And they lost 3. The Red Sox went 3-1. They take a 1-0 lead. The Cubs, they won 3-1 over the Padres.
Yeah.
It was, make sure I'm saying his name right, Nick Pivetta for the Padres.
Sounds right.
He went 5 strong, gave up 3 hits. Unfortunately, 2 of those ended up being runs. 9 strikeouts, though, for the boy. Chicago Cubs, though, Matthew Boyd was on the bump. He went 4 1/3, 4 runs, 1, or 4, excuse me, 4 hits, 1 earned run. They get the dub 3-1 over the Padres. They take a 1-0 lead. And then the final game, the Detroit Tigers take a 1-0 lead. They won 2-1 over the Guardians. It was Tarek Skubal, of course,
on the mound. Bowling.
He went 7 2/3, gave up 3 hits. One of those was a run. 14 strikeouts in game 1 for Tarek Skubal. Mm. And then on the bump for the was Gavin Williams for the Guardians. He went 6 strong, gave up 5 hits, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts, but they do lose 2-1 over that. So 1-0 for the Tigers, Cubs, and Red Sox, and it's probably going to be 1-0 for the Dodgers. The Reds did just get on the board, though.
Did they?
8-1.
What happened?
It was a grounder force out to short.
Okay, that's right, because De La Cruz beat out the throw, so that's what it was. So the guy got to home. So okay, 8-1. Still a lot of baseball left, boys. Still a lot of baseball left. So we will keep an eye on that, even though I think we can all agree this game's probably all over. But the crying. And, of course, day 2 now with – well, I guess you couldn't even say it's day 2. I mean, it feels like day 2 because you and I were on last night when the news broke right before you and I went on the air that Bruce Bochy was not relieved of his duties because his contract was up. But it was a mutual agreement between he and Chris Young that he would not return. And Bob Nightingale came on today with, I think he was on with the morning show and said, or no,
he was
on KNC. He was on KNC.
I saw that report.
And said that he thinks that he's going back to San Francisco.
Yeah. I sounded pretty sure of it. So that, I told you that manager job just opened for them hours before Bruce Bochy and CY decided not to continue to work together in the manager's spot. So,
but you know what? Here's what
Buster Posey, will he do it?
Well, okay. I wonder. And
talk about in the gap. I mean, it was nobody
over there. De La Cruz, he's got like 4.3 speed, so you knew he was scoring.
The moment that hit the ground, he was scoring.
I tell you what, I would be, and I mean, I don't know what his contract is with the Reds. I would be tempted to find out if this dude can catch.
Catch as in like be your catcher?
Football.
Oh,
dude, Ellie De La Cruz is like 6'5".
Yeah.
I mean, he's a freak. I'd be curious to see if
are you going
to
play receiver while CD's out?
Why not?
Hey, if you guys get bounced out of the playoffs.
Season's almost over, okay? I mean, let's
give it extra bread or not.
Let's give it a whirl.
The Dolphins are expected to sign wide receiver Cedric Wilson Jr. off the Giants, or excuse me, the Saints practice squad. He did play 2 seasons with Miami back in 2022. And you might remember Cedric Wilson from your Dallas Cowboys wore the star in his helmet. He'll be joining the Dolphins as their wide receiver room is obviously depleted with Tyreek Hill out for the season.
They've got an opening. They've got an opening on that roster. I mean, I'll tell you what. That Miami team.
What do you do now? I mean, you really got to blow it up.
Do you?
Does someone trade for Tua?
Who the hell's trading for Tua?
I don't. The Brown? No.
No. Not with that contract.
No, Dylan Gabriel starting Sunday.
Oh, that's yeah. I didn't see that.
Dylan Gabriel starting this Sunday.
I did not see that. That's news to me.
No, it's the same thing with Kirk Cousins. You have to simply give up too much to get back way too hefty of a contract.
Okay, so Dylan Gabriel starting Sunday, which means we're one game closer to Shador starting, in my opinion.
Let me make one sure. I heard this on G-Bag, so let me make sure that this is accurate, or were they ball sacking me? It sounds like they might be ball sacking us, because I'm pretty sure
I didn't see anything.
I was going to say, but the more I think about it, but I thought I heard them talk about it on G-Bag. That they were going to start Dylan Gabriel. So maybe they got ball sacked, and in turn,
I'm looking at CBS Sports. Else. Browns expect to start Dylan Gabriel, quarterback bench Joe Flacco after 1-3 start.
Okay, yeah. That's so, from CBS. All right, so we didn't get ball sacked. All right.
Sports Illustrated, enough. Dylan Gabriel to make Oregon Ducks history first NFL start.
Okay. But you know what? That just tells you how lame the Browns are. Is that it's just like a side note. Oh, by the way, we're starting now. Let it be Shador. I'm telling you, the internet will stop.
It'll be Shador. I'll give you this. What week does he come in? He's going to play this season.
He has to.
He's going to play the season. What week is it going to be? I'm going to look at the Browns schedule.
I was going to say, bring up the Browns schedule right now. Let's see. Because here's the thing. I want to say they're playing the Vikings this week.
And the thing that sucks is their defense is so good.
Their defense is great. Like, they're a quarterback away from being legit.
And they got weapons. It's not like they don't have Jerry Jeudy and Joku.
And Judkins. And Harold Fannin. They've got some pieces. They really do.
Cedric Tillman just went on the IR. He did. IR, though. But you know who else gets a bump? I just picked him up in fantasy.
Who?
Isaiah Bond. He's on that team. He was getting snaps last week, too.
#free Isaiah Bond. Also, too, looks like Lamar Jackson probably won't play
now,
this Sunday.
The other thing about Lamar Jackson, apparently he's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks.
I saw that.
Lamar Jackson.
They're speculating.
So maybe hamstring injury that you
I'll tell you what,
giggled at.
I wished I would have stood my ground when I thought about not putting the Ravens in the playoffs this year. Remember?
They're in real murky waters.
Oh, no, they're
one
done.
And three. Okay, I wouldn't say they're done. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that because... But they're in murky waters.
The AFC North is terrible.
Because the Browns, we were talking about right now, the Bengals are out of it. You've got that division still in lock. Like, think about it. In the AFC North.
Well, only one team's coming out of AFC North, though.
The Steelers are 3-1. The Bengals are 2-2. The Ravens are 1-3, and the Browns are 1-3.
Well, here, like you said, the Bengals are done. They're in free fall. I mean, in fact, I could see them doing a full-blown fire sale in 2 or 3 weeks if necessary. I mean, hell, Trey Hendrickson came up limping, and it's like, look, you might as well get him for something. You might as well get something for him.
Start next year.
Right? I mean, he's not coming back. You're not going to re-sign him, so let's go ahead and get something. So Trey Hendrickson will be gone sooner rather than later. I guess the question I'd have for you before we get into this Ravens or the Browns thing is, would you like to see the Cowboys? Trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I would. Because the crazy part is, I know
what are you trading for him? You giving a player up?
I'm giving a player up. I'm giving him Sam Williams.
Exactly.
I'm giving him, what's some young guy that we could give up that has a little bit of interest that they would want?
Would you give him Dante Fowler?
Yes. 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 You can have both of them, Schoonmaker and a second round. And probably a second round pick, right?
I wouldn't give him more. I'd give him a third.
A third? A third?
The guy's 30 years old.
I'll give you a third, Sam Williams and Schoonmaker.
Well, they're not going to take Schoony. Like, you can keep Schoonmaker. We don't want
John Stevens. Hunter Lipke.
I'll tell you who I'm not giving him. Rivaldo Fairweather.
Not giving him boy Rivaldo. Okay, here's the Browns schedule. Vikings this week.
That's going to get... Where's that game at? Oh, it's in London, isn't it?
Ooh, it is.
Yeah, it's in London.
It is in Northumberland Development Project.
Yeah.
Which happens
it's in the projects.
In Tottenham. Tottenham, London.
Tottenham.
We should call a soccer game.
Should we?
I think that'd be fun.
Right, mental in it.
I don't know. I mean, do you think it would go worse than my Sports Markets USA debut?
Not any better than your O-line prep speech, motivational speech.
I know. Okay. As long as you don't reference the troubles, I think you'll be okay.
They play the Steelers on the road next week.
Okay, so, all right.
I don't think he'll come in for that one. They play the Dolphins on the 19th, and both teams could be terrible by that point.
No, both teams will be terrible at that point. There's no could be. I mean, and the Browns are terrible.
Now, both teams are currently terrible.
Dylan Gabriel just comes out and shocks the world. I don't know.
So what's the earliest you could see him coming in?
Well, here's my question. Read that article. Is Flacco still the backup?
I don't know. I didn't look at the article.
So I guess my question is all right, so if Dylan Gabriel's starting.
The Cleveland Browns are expected to bench veteran quarterback Joe Flacco and start rookie Dylan Gabriel moving forward, beginning with the Sunday overseas games against Minnesota. Sources tell CBS Sports Matt Zients or Zinitz. The change came shortly after Coach Stefanski sidestepped questions about potentially changing quarterbacks following week 4's 34-10 loss to the Lions. I'm trying to see anywhere about our boy Flacco staying the backup.
My guess is he stays the backup for now. I mean, you know, if you got to throw him in a pinch. But I got to believe. All right, go back to reading that. You got. All right, so you've got the Vikings, you've got the Steelers, you got the Dolphins. Who's after the Dolphins?
On the 26th on the road in Foxborough, the Patriots.
I don't think you'd start him then. When's our bye week?
Now I got to start doing math. I think it's right here. Nope, it's not right there.
It should be the game where it should be the week they don't have a game.
Thanks, Fred.
You're welcome.
Well, December 21 to 8th, December 14th, 21.
That'd be like week 16.
7 to 14. There's no gaps. 30 to 20. Oh, wow.
So
16 to 20.
No bye weeks for Cleveland.
16 to 23. Is that a bye week?
No. That's
9
that's
to 16. 26 to 9. Here it is. It's after the Patriots game.
Okay. Which is week what? 10, week 11, somewhere in there, week 9.
What week are we in right now?
We're getting ready to go into week 5.
5, 6, 7. It'll be after week 8.
Okay, so week 9.
Yeah.
So week 9 is their bye week.
Week 9 is their bye week.
Who do they play week 10?
The Jets.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Coming off a bye? Absolutely.
In Jet World.
That's who cares? I mean, as long as nobody tears their ACL or buckles their knee.
Then they play the Ravens.
I mean, Jackson Dart played there and didn't have an issue.
Then they play the Ravens the following week.
I mean, who cares? They're going to be.
Imagine if he beats the Jets and then it's Shador beating the Jets, balls out, and he's playing against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens at home.
The team he said no to.
Oh, good play.
Because he could be playing for them right now.
He could. Remember, why would I want to back up Lamar Jackson, which is 100% a fair point.
No, but no, it's not. Because here's, no, and I'll tell you, no, it's idiotic. And I'm going to tell you why.
Idiotic?
No, it's absolutely idiotic.
He's good. He doesn't want to be a backup. Now, obviously, hindsight, we know Lamar got hurt, but. Lamar's pretty durable.
You're already in the fifth round. Is he durable, though?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go back 2 years when he got hurt 2 seasons in a row.
He's never had a season-ending injury, though.
Hell he hasn't? He's got hurt 2 years ago. He had 2 years in a row where he got hurt.
You're talking about Lamar?
Lamar, yes. Lamar's missed time.
He's missed time, but he's not this injury prone.
I'm not saying he's injury prone, but a guy that runs around as much as he did, they shut him down like 3 years ago.
So you think Shador should have gone?
He absolutely would.
I 100%
he'd be playing right now.
Duh, because we know he got hurt, but that's hindsight. I'm talking about before the draft.
Because how's it going for him in Cleveland?
He's gonna have a better shot to play. Obviously, Lamar got hurt, so I get your point, but we didn't know Lamar was gonna get hurt.
Who cares if he gets hurt or not?
Well, then he would never play for 5 years if he never got hurt. He wouldn't play one snap.
They wouldn't trade him?
Okay, now he's getting traded? What are we talking about?
Why not?
We're talking about playing time, and now you're saying he'd get traded. I'm talking about playing time.
Look, if I want to be in a good situation, football-wise, all right?
I hear you.
The NFL's already proven, it doesn't matter. We will move off of a guy if we need to.
Okay. All right. I don't get your
point. Be a good soldier. Learn how to be a professional for a year or two. We're a team that actually wants. Baltimore wanted him.
I hear you.
Okay. They're an A-plus organization, are they not?
100% agree.
So you said no. Let me go ahead. I've already been dropped to the fifth round. So the NFL has already spoken that they don't want me.
So how is being a backup going to help his stock at all?
How's being?
Because he's going to play this year. He is going to play this year. I get what your point is.
So if he gets killed, how's that working out for him?
Well, it's better than not playing at all in Baltimore for five years.
How do you know he'd be playing right now?
Because Lamar got hurt, you know that.
And so you know that by getting drafted, that Lamar Jackson should stay healthy for as long as you're in Baltimore.
What?
So, but no. Here's my point. So Lamar Jackson is automatically going to stay healthy every game that Shador Sanders is in Baltimore.
That would be terrible advice if you said go to Baltimore. You have a better chance to play behind Lamar Jackson getting hurt or going to a terrible team, which he did. And having a chance to start it.
Oh, and looking like crap, and then how'd that look for you?
Okay, he's if he looks like crap or not, we don't know. We haven't seen him play, but I'm just talking about opportunities. He has a better opportunity to play quarterback.
He'd be playing right now. He'd be starting this Sunday.
Obviously, because Lamar got hurt. We can say that about any quarterback. He should have gone to Baltimore.
So would he be playing sooner with the Ravens than he would have with the Browns?
That's hindsight, Fred, because Lamar got hurt.
Yes or no? What do you mean hindsight?
Lamar got hurt. You didn't know
Okay, and? What's your point?
That's entirely my point.
So them okay, going into so the being the four-string quarterback and being dragged in Cleveland has been a more positive experience than it would have been being the backup in Baltimore and learning how to be a pro.
I think you're using too much hindsight. You saw
I'm not
Lamar-
using any hindsight. If he learned just, how to be if, a, because he's learned how to be a pro in Cleveland.
No, I'm not saying that Cleveland is a great spot. I haven't said
so
that.
So then, what
one
are you
time.
Saying?
I said he has a better opportunity to play the quarterback position, which he will do at some point this year. He would have got zero snaps.
He'd be playing right now this week. Period.
No,
end of story.
No, duh, because Lamar got hurt going into
the
draft.
We're arguing different points. I'm not going to agree with you. I don't care. He should have gone to Baltimore.
Okay. You didn't even know about this rumor until a week ago. Now you're saying he should have gone to Baltimore?
If you told me, again, you slipped to the fifth round. If you'd have told me that you could have been backing up Lamar Jackson and learning how to be a professional.
Okay.
Okay. Versus, and oh, by the way, a team that wants you.
I hear you.
Versus being in Cleveland, which is a bleep show.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with that.
You're going to tell me that that's the better situation for Shedeur Sanders.
I'm not disagreeing that Baltimore is a 10 times better situation than Cleveland. I am saying he has a better chance to get snaps when Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel are in front of you rather than Lamar. That is all I'm saying.
And how's that worked out for him so far?
He's going to play this season. I get you're saying he would play right.
When? When?
I don't know, Fred. I'm
you
not...
don't know. He'd be playing this Sunday.
Well, duh, Fred. Any quarterback that got drafted should have gone to Baltimore then. They'd be playing this Sunday.
By the way, what's wrong with being a backup quarterback?
Tyler Shuck should have gone to Baltimore. He'd be playing this weekend. We could say that about any quarterback. Should have gone to Baltimore because Lamar Jackson. They should have gone to Cincinnati. They'd be playing this week.
Why not go to a team that wants you?
Fred, I don't know who wanted or didn't want. We're seeing reports that came out last week.
Baltimore did. We know that Baltimore did.
Somebody in Cleveland obviously wanted him. They drafted him.
Because then the owner came out and said that was the GM's decision. I wasn't a part of that.
Okay.
Do you think the owner of the Ravens is coming out and saying that? Probably not.
We probably haven't heard of it. I don't know what stuff is being said behind the scenes. I'm not in any of these front offices.
We don't need to know what's behind the scenes. We know that. You're saying who wanted him.
You say he should have gone where you're wanted. We don't know. Ten other teams said they wanted him, Fred.
No, they didn't. Because they didn't draft him.
We don't know,
We know that the Ravens wanted him.
I hear you on that, and I think the Ravens would have been a good spot as well.
I do too.
I don't think it's a better spot than Cleveland as far as getting reps. Being a backup means nothing.
What good's getting reps?
Playing in a football game? What are you talking about?
He's the four-string quarterback.
He's the third-string.
You literally brought in Tyler Huntley.
I am not saying the Brown situation has been handled correctly. We got to go to break.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Fred Lines with Blake. We'll argue more during the break about whether or not Shedeur should have gone to Baltimore or not. We won't. More to go. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Fan After Dark.
We got Ridley's cousin texting in. If you don't recognize the number, that's Fred's best friend. Hopefully you guys enjoyed me and Fred yelling about Shador Sanders. I knew that's exactly what you got. Thighs. Signed up for. You guys aren't thighs. I put Fred lines in the dock. In the dock. It's okay. I'll do my own version of Fred lines right now because I've got some great stuff that I've been bookmarking for you guys to share. Especially this right here. Free agent guard Seth Curry has agreed to a one-year deal with who? Try to guess who, Fred. Any guesses? Ooh, Seth Curry. I want to grab your mic.
He's still in the league?
Fred's mic is off and across the room as he's talking.
Is he still in the league?
He
this
is.
Guy said Ridley's cousin said I called him an idiot, but I'm like, when?
It's okay, for Fred. What? Don't look at the text line.
I know. I got caught up in the... in the rigmarole after the our spirited debate.
This is 43% three-point shooter Seth Curry talking about, so don't besmirch my light-skinned brother.
No. All I said was I didn't realize he was still in the league. I mean, hey, look, if you got a jumper, they'll find a home for you.
He was with Charlotte last year.
Oh, man.
That's
the problem.
Shot 45% from three, though. That's very good.
If you do it in Charlotte, does anybody notice?
What team do you think he joined?
East or West?
West.
Let's go with the Kings.
Just think of his last name.
Golden State.
Golden State.
Playing with his brother. Is this the first time him and his brother played together?
This is the first time him and his brother played
together.
Wow.
How old is he, the older or younger one?
He's the older one.
Okay.
Seth Curry.
So he's going to be pushing, what, 40?
Dude, come on.
No, seriously. I mean, Steph is 36, 37.
Seth Curry age. He's 35, so I was wrong.
So he's the younger one. What do you mean he's only 35?
I just typed in Seth Curry again. I was like, Steph is 35 too, but I typed in the same thing. Steph is 37.
My God, they're twins. We never knew.
Speaking of, what's Steph Curry's wife's name? She'd be embarrassing him 24/7.
Bro, she's on one. Ever since she got that restaurant shut down, she just said the hell with it.
I feel bad because I've met Steph in real life, one of the nicest NBA players I've ever met.
He does seem like a really nice guy.
Genuine. How can we help? Actually,
what is her name? Aisha?
Aisha, bro. And she just
Aisha.
Like, my boy Steph don't even be, I mean, unless we don't know something, he don't be doing nothing wrong.
There's something to that relationship.
I guess.
There's something to that relationship.
Anytime she gets on a podcast, she's like, I have all these urges and feelings. Yeah, and Steph just
she
can't.
She wears some wild outfits. Do we think they're in an open relationship?
I think so. I'm not even being funny. I think so. The way that she talks, there's no way. This is from Mavs Media Day yesterday. A quote from Anthony Davis about D'Angelo Russell, the newest Dallas Mavericks point guard that will be filling in for Kyrie Irving while he is sidelined with his injury. There's a narrative, Anthony Davis said, that D'Angelo is not a winner. But I've been close to him, and I know that is not true. How confident are you in D'Angelo Russell holding this team together until Kyrie gets back?
I am confident. I'm on a, like a what on a scale of 1 to 10. Give me a 7.5.
I liked it. I'm at 7.5 too.
Give me a half, 7.5. Look, because I mean, I think it was you've said it, and I want to say CA said it. You know, he's a good regular season guy. Now, do I have question marks? And you and I talked about this yesterday. Do I have question marks about a guy that's been what a 3-time trade deadline target? A little bit. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. But to your point, and you've said this time and time again. You're not banking on him come playoff time. Like, he's there to – he's a placeholder.
And you're not banking on him regular season to, like, score a bunch of points. You don't need 20 from D'Angelo Russell.
The thing about this team
– if he scores 10 points a game, you're fine.
You're fine. I mean, look, he just needs to be a distributor. I mean, I don't know who I was talking to about this. Maybe just somebody in passing or random, or I don't know where it was. That, you know, the thing about this Mavericks team is the depth of it. Right? I mean, this is a deep Mavericks team. And so, I mean, this team goes 10-12 deep. Mm-hmm. And that's not hyperbole.
That's
like,
not bias.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's not us drinking the Maverick Kool-Aid. Like, again, take the Nico and the Luka aspect.
Just look at the roster in a vacuum.
And just look at the roster. Like, this is a very well put together team.
Almost, and when I say almost every position that you're looking at the backup is a starter on some teams. I don't want to say every team.
Not every team, but maybe Charlotte.
But like Gafford is a starter on a lot of NBA teams outside of maybe.
He's starting on 25 of the teams. Yeah. Easy.
PJ Washington probably won't start this year. He's starting on most NBA teams.
Unless they go big.
Yeah, they could go big. Clay slash Max Christie, I think those are two. They're not like the highest level starter, but they're starters on some teams, and they're going to be backups.
100%. Let's put it this way.
D'Angelo Russell will be a bench.
They're starting on half the league. Let's put it this way. Outside of like Gafford will start on probably most teams. Lively would start on most teams, mm-hmm. right?
And one of those guys is going to be your backup, 100%.
And one of those guys is going to be your backup. Okay.
PJ Washington is not going to start every game. I'll say that confidently.
But he would start on 75% of NBA teams right now.
Klay Thompson may or may not. Slash
He'd start on 50% of teams. Christie the same way.
Yep.
Because for what Christie brings you.
I don't know if Najee, he might be, he's like a six man on almost every team.
You need six men, dude. Yeah.
He's probably what, your third or fourth guy off the bench as far as the guys just named.
Easy.
He's not the first guy off the bench. No. It's like I need points and creation from him.
And that's the thing, and I think that's what, and again,
he goes to Boston. He's their best bench player right now.
Who? Najee? Yeah. No, look, with what you've done with this team, with Nico, is he understands, look, I don't need 70 games out of AD. All right. You need about, look, if they can get 60 to 65 games out of Anthony Davis, all right, and the 15 to 17 games he misses aren't because of injury, but because of load management or, you know, back tightness or something like that. Or his eye, right? But he's 100%. Look, I mean, I don't want to say I'd be okay with his eye, but let's put it this way. If it's just little knickknack stuff, that you're like, okay, fine, but he'll be ready come playoff time. Dude, if this team is intact come playoff time, this team's going to be scary.
Quinn Cook said this on a podcast, and Quinn Cook was a teammate of Kevin Durant, which is important context.
Yeah.
He said, I think 100% that Kevin Durant would have joined the Dallas Mavericks. I know the relationship between him and Kyrie. I think Dallas had a very good chance of getting him if Kyrie had not torn his ACL. Would you have wanted Kevin Durant on the Dallas Mavericks? Or wanted the Mavs to pursue him, if you will.
I mean, what does Kyrie tearing his ACL have to do with Kevin Durant?
I don't know. I guess maybe not thinking they're championship ready. Guessing maybe he wouldn't be able to play with Kyrie for half the season.
That makes zero sense to me. That you would have, I mean, that
maybe didn't think he's going to recover fully. I don't know.
I just don't understand why because at the end of the day, because here's the thing, you still would have had Cooper Flagg, Kevin Durant.
They're doing the Kyrie connection, though.
I'm just saying, like, but it still makes no sense to me. Like, okay, so what? You need to tell me that a team with Cooper Flagg, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and, I mean, you figure you probably would have had to have traded what to get Kevin Durant?
PJ would have been gone.
Gafford
would have been gone.
Would you have traded Gafford or Lively? One of those two
would have been gone, and probably like a Brandon Williams. And probably
or
one
probably
other
Jaden
player.
Hardy.
Jaden Hardy and probably another player, too.
Although they only what did the Rockets give up? They gave up what? You gave up not Van Fleet. You gave up Brooks and Jalen Green. And I think a pick. You probably would have given up two and then you're
gave
at 31.
Jalen Green, Brooks, and the 10th overall pick.
Yeah.
And multiple second rounders.
So you wouldn't have you wouldn't have given up the number one overall pick. We know that. All right. You definitely weren't giving
up. Probably next year's first.
But do you have it though?
Ooh, that's a good question. I haven't looked at that in a while.
Hell, because you gave everything to the Lakers. I don't think you could have given anything away to like 31. Or no.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
You could have given one of the Lakers, like the 29th or something like 29. I think they have that pick or something like that.
Okay. 2026, they own their pick. Next year, they do own their pick. So
okay,
they could have given
so
that
you
away.
Would have given them that.
2027, you don't.
All right. So you probably would have given the 2026 pick, Lively and PJ.
2028, OKC has the right to swap picks with you.
Yeah.
That's not good. No. 2029.
I don't know. I mean, how good is OKC's pick going to be? You know, if you're good, maybe. Yeah. I mean, okay, so yeah. 31 to 28, I don't know.
2029, you have the Lakers have your pick.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I don't know.
2030, the Spurs will receive the most favorable of first round picks and then swap. Oh my God, there's like 25 things in there.
I was going to say, the NBA gets crazy with the way they do these pick swaps. from a basketball perspective, would it have been cool to see Kevin Durant and to cover him here in Dallas? Yes. And the idea of AD, Kevin Durant, Cooper Flagg, and Kyrie together, is that exciting? And Clay, I mean, is that an exciting thought? 100%. So from a coverage standpoint for us, it'd be great. I'd love to talk about it. Long term, I don't know.
I'm going to give you this and we'll get out of here before we do the final segment. Texas Rangers Hall of Famer and LA native Michael Young has been named a candidate to become the next manager of the Los Angeles Angels, per Bob Nightingale. Michael Young, 48, has been out of baseball since 2013, but will assist Mark DeRosa in managing the 2026 Team USA World Basketball Classic squad. So he is a candidate to take over the Angels managerial position.
Jared was on with G-Bag today, and he said he didn't think that that was likely.
Okay.
But he did say, because he's got one kid in college and he's got two kids that are in high school, and that he loves being a dad. He's still got some like baseball consultancy type role, but he lives in SoCal. So maybe from that standpoint, that might be why he'd be able to
shout
do
out
it.
To the 325. They said the claim for that was during the season when KD was trying to get traded mid-season.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense.
No Cooper Flag. The whole team's hurt.
Okay. Now that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Now that I would buy 100 times more than the offseason thing.
Shout out to 325.
Shout out to you, 325. Which 325? Is that the one that sent all the long texts about the high school stuff?
Final segment coming up. We got some fun audio, some outro thoughts from Blake's head, and reading your guys' texts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
55-50?
Yes, sir, indeed.
Why are they doing this on the insiders? You're spoiling my plan. I need nobody to know to pick him up so I can pick him up.
To pick up Isaiah Bond?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to grab him on one of my leagues, too. I'm struggle bussing. I would have won one of my leagues if I'd have played Dak instead of Caleb Williams.
Dak's putting up numbers, man.
I mean, I didn't expect him to put up those kind of numbers against Green Bay.
Or George Pickens to put up 35 fantasy points.
Come
as well.
On, let's talk about it. What a day. What a week so far. Haikus tomorrow. Excited about that.
I'm excited.
We're back in the mix. New guy Jake, a.k.a. Degenerate Jake, who's probably feeling nicey today because his Chicago Cubs won. So he'll be geeked. He'll be geeked for that. We've got khaki. I mean, apparently it's moving season. pack. You moved. Now, what part of town are you in? We don't want to say too much. We don't want to put your business out there too much, but what side of town you on?
Sorry, one sec. Was just listening to that audio Blake was sending me. So I'm up in Addison. I'm like really close to
the new building?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, 100%. It's like really it's like close right next to yeah, really, really close.
In the parking garage.
Is that Romas?
I'm actually just pulling a khaki and just moving in on the couch, you know, in the break room.
The tent? The office?
Lindsay had that whole corner section.
Didn't realize we had a shanty town here. Oh, no, it's just Rossnam. No, but yeah, I think I'm just removed from Beltline in Addison, and that's like where all those restaurants and bars are. So it's like a really kind of perfect mesh between being really close to work and close to fun. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen this. Ross and Fred. Fred's about to be in this tech zone. I can already see his face.
I gotta stop. I mean, there's no sense in even
just
arguing
close
with
it.
This
just close.
Dude.
Just close the message.
Anybody that tells me that Little Baby is a better rapper than Biggie,
Little Biggie. Okay,
give me a break. I can't even take you seriously as a rap fan.
You're in a penthouse. This is for both of you.
Shout
gentlemen.
Out for listening though.
You're in a penthouse. You count as one person. You have three other roommates. Your three roommates have to be people who work at the Fan. Who are your three roommates? And you can't pick anybody in this room. No pandering. Don't pick anybody in the room.
I mean, this is a hard question because I don't like living with people.
I get it. You got to pick three people.
And that was the entire reason I got this apartment to myself. I was like, you know, I've lived with a lot of roomies the last couple of years, back and forth.
Yeah, that's cool and all from you two gentlemen. Answer the question.
Okay, so three people I got to live with, but I get my own room. And
you get your own room. You're sharing a bunk bed with
actually,
them.
Yes, you do have to share a bunk bed with one of these.
Barrack style living.
Three people and you can't pick anybody in the room.
So I can't. What about Jack? Can we use Jack?
Jack counts too. He's in the studio.
I'll go with three people. Yep. I'll go with Degenerate Jake.
Okay.
Tim Collins.
Oh, Tim Collins, fool. Hey, this guy's going to knock on your door. Put your hours in. He can walk down the hall.
Tim's keeping to himself. Yeah. All right.
But also, you probably can't be rowdy late. Like if you're watching a game or if you're.
You know, Tim's playing, a sports fan. He's watching.
Playing music or having a lady over. I don't know.
I mean, what am I going to his room to boink? I mean, what are we talking about? No, of course I could.
I said boink.
I'm going Tim Collins. I'm going Brian Broaddus, and I'm going Degenerate Jake.
What a combo. What a combo.
Those are my three.
Ross?
So, are we looking for, the best roommates?
Whatever's your answer. Three people who work here.
Whatever's my answer. All right. I'm gonna do it the old Ross style, just off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I like Jacob. I think he'd be fun, but also could do stuff around the house. I feel like Tim Collins is a great answer because some reason I see Tim just cleaning.
And minding just, his own business. Off time.
Yeah, just you come home, you know, you're tired, it's been a long day. You walk at the front door and Tim's just vacuuming the entryway. So I feel like that would be a good one, too.
Absolutely.
But I want to do a different one. And I want to do Bobby just because if you're going to have roommates, the only reason I say that is because if you're going to have roommates, it's great to just be able to just go walk up to your roommate's room and just talk and chat with them. And just to just be with the chaos energy that is Bobby, I feel like would be a lot of fun.
So you're going Bobby, Jake, and Tim Collins?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
What's yours?
Mine's easy. Gavin Spittle at the one spot.
You're such an ass kisser. You're such an ass kisser.
At the two spot.
He said Gavin Spittle at the one.
Easy. Me and Gavin text all the time. At the two and the three.
Turn in your hours, please. I don't need to tell you again.
He wouldn't have to text it anymore. He can just walk down the hall.
Just you know what I'm here for. We talk stars.
In the two spot, I'm going to go Trevor. I think that's a sleeper pick that none of you guys have picked.
I don't hate that choice. And you know you ain't bringing any women over, so you got to worry about that.
And in the three spot,
Dylon.
I'm going to go. Just wait. I'm going to go.
I hope Trevor's listening. Because he made in that the three KU spot, dig yesterday on me as I was walking out.
I'm going to go Gavin Dawson.
Okay.
What a chaotic group,
That's a weird mix. Not going to lie. two Gavins and a Trevor. I'm not. You know who I'm going with? No, no. I had none of those three. I had on my bingo card of people that, you would pick. You know, easy, easy. Gavin Spittle number one, Trevor, and Dawson. Duh. No, that never. Not one of those guys crossed my mind as people that you would have as roommates.
Well, I don't think this crossed Greg Olson's mind. He was on the Barstool podcast that he goes on regularly.
You've been wanting to play this audio
is hilarious to me. So. He goes on the Barstool podcast. You guys may have seen the clip.
I love it.
And it's Dave Portnoy, John Gruden, and they have our boy Olson on, who just got done calling a game. And Olson has on a plain shirt with a ball cap that's all grayed out with no logo on it. And they're about to start their segment.
Plain shirt, plain hat.
And Dave Portnoy just starts cutting up Greg Olson. And Greg Olson didn't like how he's being talked to.
Well, I mean, the shirt with the hat.
Well, the hat is just because I haven't done my hair this morning.
Starts off friendly.
A logo-less hat. It looks like you're heading straight to the NLCS or something to call a game. Unbelievable. Just straight look here.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to be honest. If I'm going to keep getting a hard time from this show, I might just bag Monday morning. Just be like, you know what? You guys are on your own. Deal with it. Good luck.
Well, I mean, this look, it was preposterous. So I'll try to, you did bag it last week, by the way, but I'll try.
I might bag it again next week.
Uh-oh. I'll try not to get in on you, but at least don't look like you're going to be an AL ump or something. Okay. You guys had a great segment, first of all.
At what point are you like Mr. Fashion? You've got some bad outfits. You're real critical of everybody else's look for a guy who's not the best looking guy in the world. Let's just be
clear. Well, there's a difference between best looking, not great looking, and fashion. I can't control how I look. This is how God made me, Greg. But I can wear nice clothes and not look like no effort over here. Can we move past it?
I don't know. It's your show. You tell me.
Yeah, we're going to move past it.
Yeah, it got tense because at the beginning it's friendly, and then
I don't even think it was friendly. Greg Olson does not like Dave Portnoy. Like you can tell that from the jump,
and the video makes it even better because you see Greg like jump up in his chair like, oh, you're still going? Like there's no way you're still going.
There's been something said off the air there, and I'd love to know what they said the week before. Because busting each other up for what they're wearing, we do that all the time.
I will say, that was kind of funny by Dave. So he looks like he's going to the NLCS.
Because he did. I mean, he absolutely did look like that. So, I mean, I wouldn't have taken that much umbrage with it, right? But, I mean, obviously,
Him bagging the interview didn't sit to it because that was a joke that Dave made. Like, you bagged the interview last week, didn't come.
Exactly.
So he, I'll do it again.
So my guess is he said something last week or in, you know, whatever he didn't like about the way Greg Olson did the interview before, the week before. It got back to Greg that he said that Portnoy said what he said, and then he starts this episode off by clowning what he looks like.
I thought it was funny by Dave. I'm more on Greg's side because it just was funny to have someone go back at Dave Portnoy, which doesn't happen too often.
Which doesn't happen very often, no. It was actually refreshing to hear somebody give him a hard time. But I'll say one thing about Portnoy, he ain't backing down.
Got one more audio for you. LeBron James, motivational, before we get out of here.
Life. Everyone has a purpose. You just have to find that purpose and then tap into that purpose. You're going to need somebody. None of us can do it by ourselves. And this is a true testament of the last 30 days that we've seen someone not be able to do it by himself. Lock in. Believe in what you believe in. Nobody else matter. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to hold yourself to your truth. You have to hold yourself to your beliefs. And always believe in the power of the man above. Because nobody in the history of life been able to do it by themselves. Amen. Nobody. Don't worry about the haters. They ain't sh-. Don't worry about the naysayers because they ain't sh-. Whenever you feeling a way about yourself, you look in the mirror and you say, you are the only thing that matter. There's a good quote by Theodore Roosevelt that I always believe in and I always look at. It's called The Man in the Arena. And the basis of the quote is about all the doubters and the naysayers can say everything that they want to say, but they have never stepped inside the arena, so they don't even know what it feels like to have blood, sweat, and tears. So how can they tell you what the hell to do if they've never done it?
Right.
Yes.
At the end of the day, be true, be loyal, be persevering, just love yourself, man. King James signing off.
Come on, man. That was
King
LeBron.
James.
He was on Kai Sinat's stream today and just gave a little motivational speech. Just giving it to the Tolos and Fatties as you go throughout your week, man.
You know, I mean, look, God bless LeBron James. I mean, I appreciate him.
Great show today. First four hours.
You know what? You got the full scope of Fan After Dark today. You got football talk. You got basketball talk. You got baseball talk. You got high school talk. And we argued with each other.
There I mean, you
got the full compliment. You got fair foul. We made fun of each other today. Like, this was a full, I mean, if you've never heard the show before, you got the full Monty.
Just send this full 4 hours to somebody.
Shout out to Ross. Shout out to Blake Elliott.
Love
tomorrow
you guys.
Night, 8 to 11. Haikus as well. Good night. God bless. Be safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.